Raz dwa tre kalina. That was Horpina from Poland opening our show tonight. Dobry večer, szanowni radio słuchaczy, ta witaju was wsich na radio programu Nasz Holos Radio Krynskiego Korynia, która podejdzie wam sjodni večeri, jak zwyczajno, co subotę o 6 godini na bahatomówni radio stancji AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB, coming to you every Saturday at 6 p.m. We've got a great program lined up for you today. We've got an Easter recipe coming up as well. We've got news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today, and if you can indulge me, a little blast from the past, cameo appearance that I made back in 1996 on the first incarnation of Nash Holos, which, by the way, we are celebrating our 25th anniversary this year of Nash Holos' inception. 1990. It is 25 years ago. Amazing. Any rate, so if you'll indulge me with that, we've got final Shevchenko tribute for the month of March, seeing as it is the last Saturday for March. And as well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from Ukraine called Madheads, and a song that's pretty apropos these days, Ukraina Tseme.
Є на світі край багатий, щедрий миланами. Чисті води, ліси, гори, всього вдосталь є. Люди різні тут живуть, та щось є поміж нами, що тримає вкупі, розлучитись не дає. Гей, брате, руку давай, разом зі мною співай. Україна багатий світлими серцями, сильних рук, голів розумних не бракує нам. Ми робити вміємо і бути хазяями, з радістю і горем не лишатись сам на сам. Гей, брате, руку давай, разом зі мною співай. Україна ширими піснями, гарні тут дівчата і хлопці молодці. Хай луна весела пісня селами, містами, хай живуть душа у душу і рука в руці. Гей, брате, руку давай, разом зі мною співай. До карпатських схилів, від солоних хвиль морських до витоків Дніпра, все, що є на цій землі, твоєму серцю миле, ти повножна силу любові і добра. Гей, брате, руку давай, разом із нами співай. Україна Україна, це ми,
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Vincent Reese from Edmonton's Cobblestone Freeway Cultural Tours with exciting news. Our 2015 tours are up and ready to go. Join us for a unique cultural tour. We have trips to Eastern Europe, including Western Ukraine, Hungary, and Croatia. Plus, we're going to Costa Rica, Brazil, and Argentina. So visit our website for photos and details. Cobblestone Freeway, we're in Edmonton and ready to go. So book today. Visit cobblestonefreeway.ca.
And a nod to spring, which is very much upon us. That was Mlada with Oy Vesna.
And now, Ukrainian food flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. The mildness of beets balances the bite of the horseradish in this traditional Easter relish, which some connoisseurs refer to as the caviar of all relishes. This relish, called hryn in Ukrainian, the Ukrainian word for horseradish, is very popular with Ukrainians and equally so throughout the Slavic world. It is central to both Christian Easter and the Jewish Passover tradition in Eastern and Central Europe. In Ashkenazi European Jewish cooking, beet horseradish is commonly served with gefilte fish. While you won't find it in many North American restaurants, chances are you will in a Jewish deli. Fresh horseradish is best for this recipe. If you don't have any growing in your backyard, or know someone who does and is willing to share, look for it at your local supermarket or greengrocer. Be selective. If it is shriveled and hard, take a pass and make do with the bottled variety. Horseradish grows like a weed, literally. So, if you like it and have trouble finding it, try growing some in a container on your balcony or patio. Meanwhile, for Easter beet and horseradish relish, you'll need 10 cups cooked beets, grated, 2 cups ground horseradish, 4 cups white vinegar, 4 cups sugar, 4 teaspoons salt. In a saucepan, combine the salt, vinegar, and sugar and bring to a boil. Cool and add to the beets and horseradish. Mix well. Taste, and if desired, adjust vinegar, sugar, or salt. It should be on the piquant side. Fill sterilized jars with the relish and refrigerate. It will keep well in the fridge for up to a week. It also freezes well. This recipe makes 14 cups. You can half or quarter it if you want less. But if you decide to reduce it, don't get carried away. It's addictive. Horseradish beet relish is a must for Easter dinner and great with leftovers. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. And a warm welcome to St. Joseph's Ukrainian Catholic Church in Central Oakville. This is a growing bilingual parish, a community of 500 families, and they have many wonderful volunteers who prepare and sell yummy homemade Ukrainian goodies for their terrace takeaway food every Thursday. And they play Nash Holos podcasts for their visitors. Their menu includes interesting things like green borscht, Ukrainian-style chili, nalesnike, and of course, varenike and holubchi, otherwise known as pierogies and cabbage rolls. And at Christmas time, they prepare the entire Sveta Vecera to go. But this is Easter, and so they are hosting a Pisanka workshop on Good Friday, April 3rd. And on Saturday, April 4th, they'll be having their Easter Bazaar. If you're in Oakville, Ontario, make sure to visit St. Joseph's Ukrainian Catholic Church. They're located at 300 River Oaks Boulevard East. Online, they're at www.sjucc.ca. And don't forget, Terrace Takeaway Food every Thursday. Details online at www.terracetakeaway.ca and make sure to like their Facebook page.
Oh, If you've been tuning in regularly to Nash Holos, you'll know that we've dedicated the entire month of March to the works of Taras Shevchenko, the most celebrated and beloved bard in the Ukrainian culture. Many of you are well acquainted with Shevchenko's works, those who emigrated from Ukraine after the Second World War, and whose children attended Saturday school, Rydna Shkola. Well, last week, Bohdan and I talked about this. How, as a child, he had envied the kids who spent their Saturdays playing hockey or watching cartoons on TV, while he was stuck at Rydna Shkola memorizing Shevchenko's poetry. Well, I was one of those much-envied kids. I didn't have to go to Rydna Shkola. I didn't even know it existed. All four of my grandparents were part of the first wave of Ukrainian immigration to Canada, but my parents and I were all born here into a society which actively discouraged the study and preservation of the Ukrainian culture. So, having no idea at all that someone else might be envying me, I spent my childhood Saturdays playing dodgeball or ice skating or watching cartoons. I honestly can't remember. And that's what it's all about. I can't remember. And now the tables have turned, and I'm the one to envy Bohdan and anyone else who went to Rydna Shkola. You, Bohdan, and your fellow classmates, graduates of Rydna Shkola, have memories of your childhood Saturdays to share with your children. It might be just to justify why they have to go to Rydna Shkola, but you have those memories to share. You are well-versed, so to speak, in the Ukrainian culture. You grew up with it, living it, whereas I learned about Ukrainian culture from university textbooks, any second-hand stories I could wheedle out of my parents. Your beautiful command of the Ukrainian language, which I am still struggling with, and probably always will, is a part of you as natural as breathing. I envy you that. Still, I've much to be grateful for. In particular, I'm grateful to be working closely with two graduates of Rydna Shkola. For the past 6 years, Bohdan and Yevhen, my co-hosts here in Nash Holos, have shared with me their knowledge and their memories, in great abundance, I might add. And I'm especially grateful that they've helped me to capture and reclaim my Ukrainian birthright. And tonight, I'm especially grateful to have the opportunity to turn back the clock. For the next few moments, I'll pretend that I'm, about 10 years old and a student at the Rydna Shkola, reciting the poetry of Taras Shevchenko to an audience bursting with pride that another generation is carrying forth the words of their beloved bard. Tonight, I will recite for you Zapovit. Як умру, то поховайте мене на могилі серед степу широкого, на вкраїні милі, що блане широкополі, і Дніпро, і кручий було видно, було чути, як реве ревучий. Як понесе з України усеннє море кров ворожу, отоді я і лане, і горе все покину і полину до самого Бога молитися. А до того я не знаю Бога. Поховайте та вставайте, кайдане порвіте, і вражою злою кров'ю волю окропіте. І мене в сім'ї великій, в сім'ї вольній, новій, не забудьте пом'янути незлим тихим словом. When I die, let me be buried in my beloved Ukraine, my tomb upon a grave mound high, amid the widespread plain. Let the fields, the steppe unbounded, the Dnieper's plunging shore, my eye could see, my ear could hear, the mighty river roar. When from Ukraine the Dnieper bears into the deep blue sea the blood of foes, then will I leave these hills and fertile fields, I'll leave them all behind, and fly to the abode of God to sing his praise. But till that day, I know nothing of God. Oh, bury me, then rise ye up and break your heavy chains, and water with the tyrant's blood the freedom you have gained. And in the great new family, the family of the free, with softly spoken, kindly word, remember also me.
And a voice from the past, about 19 years ago. Coming up next is Sonia with Shevchenko's words, Zapovit, to music.
Як умру, то поховайте мене на могилі.
Слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ-1320 у місті Ванкувері. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM-1320 CHMB Vancouver with your host Павліна. Now the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Canada has approved another $50 million in aid money to Ukraine. Canada's ambassador to Ukraine made the announcement and added that more relief could be considered depending on how the situation develops in eastern Ukraine. Canada has already committed humanitarian aid earlier in the year, pictured here arriving to Kyiv. And Canada has committed a $200 million low-investment loan package on top of a similar package it gave Ukraine last year. It's all part of an international effort that's being led by the IMF to support Ukraine as it continues to transition from years of corrupt government rule as the country defends against Russian-backed militants in the east of Ukraine.
Germany's parliament has ratified Ukraine's association agreement with the European Union. Around half the 28-member bloc have now signed off on the political and free trade deal, including Sweden, Poland and Hungary. Last September, Ukraine's parliament formally voted to approve the historic deal, giving the country full access to the EU market. The agreement also includes a commitment from Ukraine to reduce corruption and improve the legal system. On the same day, the European Parliament symbolically approved the association agreement during a session in Strasbourg, France. The failure of then-Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych to sign up the deal in late 2013 led to a wave of protests across the country, resulting in Yanukovych fleeing to Russia and the Kremlin annexing Crimea. Despite Kremlin efforts to scupper the deal, it's expected to be ratified by all states by the summer and will commence in 2016.
The Mykolaiv Tank Factory has developed a new, better exterior for its BTR-70 armored troop carrier. Project engineers say the improved armored vehicle is now more maneuverable and powerful, powered by two diesel engines that can reach speeds of up to 120 kilometers per hour. The new vehicle has been named Svitas. According to the factory's director, the vehicle meets top NATO standards.
A joint military force, including Ukrainian, Lithuanian, and Polish troops, has moved a step closer after being approved by Lithuania's parliament. The unit will be headquartered in East Poland, near the border with Ukraine, with the soldiers based in their home countries. The three states hope to start joint exercises this year and could take part in peacekeeping missions or form part of a NATO military operation. The move is a show of solidarity with Kiev amid Russia's invasion of East Ukraine and occupation of Crimea. The Kremlin said last year that Russian forces could be in Riga, Vilnius, Tallinn, Warsaw or Bucharest within 2 days. Destruction and deafening gunfire right on Mariupol's doorstep. This is Shirokina, a small village 10 kilometers east of the key Ukrainian coastal city, a key target for militant forces in efforts to create a land bridge linking Russia and Ukraine's occupied Crimea region. Some of the most intense battles lately have played out around Shirokina, which Ukrainian troops began defending in September last year. This week, observers from Europe's OSCE watchdog visited the mostly deserted village. 50 to 60% of the buildings have been destroyed, according to the organization's deputy chief monitor in Ukraine. Alexander Hug said on Facebook that the scenes were catastrophic and that not one building was left untouched by live fire or shrapnel damage. Hug praised that the parties to the conflict were able to agree on a temporary ceasefire. He said, "The fact that, for the most part, the ceasefire held here for 2 days now gives us hope that all sides can come to terms to also continue sticking to the ceasefire throughout the entire conflict zone." Ukrainian army officials have previously claimed that militants backed by regular Russian units are using time during a break in fighting to prepare a new offensive towards Mariupol, possibly within weeks.
An explosion early on Thursday rocked the Zaporizhia Regional State Administration building. No one was hurt in the blast, which targeted the headquarters of the region's self-defense forces. The bomb went off 37 minutes after midnight. The explosives were in a pipe which was stuffed with gunpowder and metal fragments. The window on the entrance door was damaged, but not the office. Investigators say they are reviewing surveillance camera footage for clues. A criminal case has been opened.
Iconic Ukrainian fighter pilot Nadia Savchenko, who remains in Russian custody, has been immortalized by the Ukrainian post office. Savchenko now appears on a range of postal stamps, with the post office calling for her to be released as soon as possible. The Ukrainian pilot was captured last June in East Ukraine by Russian-backed militants, who illegally handed her over to Moscow. Since then, Savchenko has been elected to both the Ukrainian Parliament and the Council of Europe Assembly. She is back on hunger strike, having recently taken a short break from a long-term strike due to medical advice. European foreign ministers recently held up signs which urged Russia to release Savchenko from jail, while U.S. senators recently voted to demand Moscow free the Ukrainian fighter pilot.
Mr. Alexander of Tennessee.
A new survey has found that a large number of people living in Ukraine's eastern and southern regions believe what is broadcast by Russian propaganda outlets. The survey, conducted by the Kyiv International Institute of Sociology, found that around 50% of residents in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region and eastern Donetsk region trust the narrative broadcast by Russian media. In Ukraine's southern Odessa region, 42% believed Russian propaganda, while 38% in the eastern Luhansk region were open to the Kremlin line. Russia has launched an unprecedented information war against Ukraine since the beginning of Ukraine's Euromaidan protest movement over a year ago. According to the study, among the key elements of the propaganda is the message that the United States organized the revolution and that a government came to power seeking to oppress Russian speakers.
U.S. politicians are being urged to rebuild America's international broadcasting over fears the country is losing the information war. That's according to a report from U.S. federal agency, the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which is seeking an additional $15 million annually from Congress to counter Russia and Islamic State. The European Council, a body representing EU leaders, including Germany's Angela Merkel and Britain's David Cameron, recently called on Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini to draw up a plan countering ongoing Russian disinformation campaigns. The European Parliament recently approved a motion which stated that Russia had initiated an undeclared hybrid war against Ukraine, including information war, propaganda, and political destabilization. The shooting down of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over East Ukraine was followed by a Kremlin propaganda campaign which sought to blame Ukraine. This form of information warfare is also cited in a segment of Russia's recently updated military doctrine. Undercover research from independent Russian media outlet Novaya Gazeta recently found that Moscow has been paying online trolls to project the Kremlin viewpoint on blogs and social media. Russia has also increased the budget for state propaganda channel RT by 40% this year, as well as recently launching English language site Sputnik to promote the Kremlin line. The Freedom House research body recently said Russia's media was not free and had equated raw propaganda with legitimate journalism.
Ukraine's prime minister has warned of a fresh Russian offensive in Ukraine as Vladimir Putin seeks to end the country's independence. Arseniy Yatsenyuk told the Associated Press that the Kremlin was not interested in negotiating a peaceful settlement to the war in Ukraine, instead continuing to splinter transatlantic relations between the US and EU and within Europe itself. The latest Minsk ceasefire agreement was brokered last month by Ukrainian, Russian, German and French leaders. It stipulated the pullback of heavy weapons by both sides, the exchange of prisoners, and a program of decentralization in the regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. The OSCE monitoring group in Ukraine has been prevented from fully verifying the pullback of artillery by militant units. Yatsenyuk also said the deal was bad, but necessary. This is a political solution, a diplomatically political solution, which has to be underpinned by the military capabilities of the Ukrainian army. The idea is just to deter the Russian terrorists, not to allow them to move further. The EU first imposed sanctions against Russia in March 2014, following the invasion of Crimea. However, the bloc's 28 nations have recently been split over when to extend them, now or during the summer. At least five people have been killed after a car smashed into a bus stop on the main road between Lviv and the Hungarian border town of Chop on Saturday morning. Emergency services rushed to the scene of the crash after the initial phone call around 7 a.m. Two other people were also injured. Most of the dead were 22 to 23 years old from a region just north of Ternopil. The concrete and wooden structure of the bus stop collapsed from the impact. Investigators are on scene examining what caused the crash. Police say the vehicle drove into oncoming traffic before swerving off the road in the wet conditions. Members of Ukraine's Dance Sport Federation held a slightly unusual protest outside the Ministry of Justice in Kiev this week. While most demonstrations include crowds chanting or marching, this one included a variety of dances, such as the waltz and hip-hop styles, as well as wreath-laying. But why though? It's because the organization's coaches are angry that Russians and pro-Kremlin supporters in Crimea are taking part in international championships under the guise of Ukrainians, using the country's quotas. And the head of the organization is one Boris Davidovich, a Ukrainian MP loyal to former President Viktor Yanukovych and supporter of Russia's annexation of Crimea. This is beneficial for the former leaders, who in spite of our sportsmen, their achievements still promote Russian sportsmen in the world arena. Ukraine's Dance Sport Federation refused to comment on the situation to news outlet TSN following the protest.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup. For more breaking stories on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog at uatoday.tv. from Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was The Female Beat from their CD Sealed with a Kiss. That is their third CD, and that was the Gypsy Moon Dance. Coming up next, a traditional Ukrainian tune by a fellow from the same neck of the woods, Jason Chernoboy from Steinbach, Manitoba, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Ishumet Ihude. Coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. Friday, enjoy a pierogi supper at the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Auditorium, 154 East 10th Avenue in Vancouver, from 5 till 8 p.m. For details, call Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Parish at 604-274-8030 or visit uocvancouver.com. If you're organizing a Ukrainian cultural event, we'll be happy to announce it here free of charge. As well, please send in your suggestions, special requests, and dedications. Your comments are always welcome. Email producer at noshholos.com or fill out the form on the events page at the Nosh Holos website. You can also call us at 604-227-0942 or record and leave your own audio announcement at our website, noshholos.com. On Wednesdays, catch Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Northwest Washington State, and in the Greater Vancouver listening area. Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM on the radio dial and streaming online at chly.ca. Channel 8 Omni airs two Ukrainian language TV shows in the Vancouver viewing area. Kontakt TV Sundays at 7 a.m. with repeats Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 a.m. and Forum TV Sundays at 8 a.m. with repeats on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 12 noon. And at 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings, flip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver or catch the live stream at am1320.com. And join me for another hour of fun on Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, make sure to follow Nosh Holos and me on Facebook and Twitter. And for audio archives, transcripts, podcast feeds, and more, visit our website at www.noshholos.com.
протекла, мов кров з ножа. По степу тонка межа, ліворуч битва, а справа бій. Чигає смерть у далі голубі. Ми йдемо, одна сім'я, 100 бійців, і з ними я. І день за днем, заразом раз, на 100 бійців один наказ. День за днем, хто знає де, був наказ, і сотня йде. Крізь вогонь і куль політ, крізь вугілля і крізь граніт. Ми йдемо, одна сім'я, 100 бійців, і з ними я. Ідень за днем, заразом раз, на 100 бійців один наказ. З рубежу і на рубіж, з роздоріж до роздоріж, і так далеко твій рідний дім, кохана, жде тебе у нім. На маня нас доля б'є, вчора був, сьогодні є, а завтра хто зна, що буде там, за батьківщину життя віддам. Завтра я, а потім ти, хто знає як, та треба йти, новою зброєю.
По 2-3, по 3 дня. Пиємо, пиємо, по 2-3, по 3 дня. Що то за паленка, же я от ньой п'яна. Що то за паленка, же я от ньой п'яна. 4 фраєрочки за щося вибили, 4 фраєрочки за щося вибили. За тебе, Янічку, же ми тя любили. За тебе, Янічку, же ми тя любили. Дунаю, Дунаю, бистра вода в тобі. Дунаю, Дунаю, бистра вода в тобі. Не повідь, дівчатко, Że ja był przy tobie, nie powiedz dziewczatko, że ja był przy tobie. Pijemy po dwa, trzy, po trzy dnia. Pijemy po dwa, trzy, po trzy dnia. Что то за паленка, же я от ней пьяна. Что то за паленка, же я от ней пьяна.
Mariana Sadowska on the hurdy-gurdy there, the lira, and payemo, payemo. And before her, you heard the Ukrainian version of the Ballad of the Green Beret. That's Sto Byutsi, 100 soldiers. And that was the lyrics. Those lyrics were written by Oleksa Nehrabetsky. Music was by Vitaly Telezin, and the singer was Yulia Donchenko. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Так у світі буває, що народ із народу користає. And our proverb of the week translates as, this is a world in which one nation takes advantage of another. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. So to take us home, we've got the Playboy Band from Edmonton and the Arkan. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich.